Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Mem Beis, Sanhedrin 42a, pagination is 83. We'll start on the facing page, about a fifth of the way up on the page. You'll see a two dots, Echad Omer, towards the end of a line. And we're making reference to the Mishnah, which was on Daf Mem. We're dealing with two witnesses, and they're being cross-examined. And on the third wide line on Mem Amar Aleph, the Mishnah told us, Echad Omer B'Shnayim B'Chodesh, if one person said it happened on the second of the month, Ve'echad Omer B'Shlosha B'Chodesh, and the other one said it was the third of the month, Eidus En Kayemes, their testimony could still stand, Shezeh Yodea B'Iburo Shel Chodesh, because one of them knows that it was a leap month, and the other didn't know that it was a leap month. The concept of a leap month is that every single month had the possibility of being either 29 days or 30 days. And real-time lunar month is approximately 29 and a half days, and therefore, to keep things in sync with the moon, you're either dealing with a 29-day month or a 30-day month, and more or less our calendar has them alternating. So if one of them says testimony about the day of the month, which would be according to the calculation that the last month had 30 days and the new month didn't start until the next day, what would have been the 31st, and the other person is saying the testimony knowing that the 29th was the last day of the previous month and the 30th is the first of the new month, which is why we have one day or two day Rosh Chodesh, that's that concept. So we could consider the two testimonies compatible. The Rambam in Hilchos Eidos Beis Dalid points out that they're both saying the day of the week in unison. They're both saying that it happened on Wednesday, for example, which is another reason that we want the day of the month and the day of the week, because that accommodation, that understanding that the day of the month might not be stated perfectly the same by both witnesses, that needs the endorsement, so to speak, of the day of the week being in sync in order to know for sure that we can move forward on their testimony. Our Gemara, Mem Aleph Amud Beis, moving on to Mem Beis, tells us Ad Kamo. How long can you still accommodate this lack of synchronization between their testimonies, that one is saying it's the second of the month, the other is saying the third of the month? What would happen if they would be the 21st day of the month and the 22nd of the month, for example? How long do you still tolerate that? Amar Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yechanan, Ad Ruba Shel Chodesh. You could go until the middle of the month like that. But at that point already, we expect them to be up to date whether the month started on what would have been the 30th or the month started on what would have been the 31st. Amar Rava, Rava makes an attempt to prove this very creatively from the very essence of the Mishnah. Afana nami tinyona, that's what the Mishnah said, Echad Omer B'Shlosha V'Echad Omer B'Hei Edusin B'Teila. If one of them would say 3 of the month and the other would say 5th of the month, it's not a good Edus. Those two testimonies are not compatible, asks Rava V'Amai. Let's think this through. Why not? Neima Sheze Yodea B'Shnei Iburin V'Zeina Yodea B'Shnei Iburin. Why don't you say that one of them is out of touch for 2 months? And that's why he's off by 2 days. Elalav mishum de beruba yoda. It must be that at a certain point in the month, we assume that he has the information, and it would never occur that he goes into a second month not knowing, says Rava, it makes sense that by midway of the month, a person knows. Says the Gemara, it's not really a proof. La'olamei malach beruba nami lo yada, maybe a person doesn't even know at midway, uvishipura yada, but when they blow the shofar, then a person knows, and Rashi says they used to blow the shofar on Rosh Chodesh, designating the first of the month, notifying people, b'chad shipura amar detoi, could be he made a mistake, he didn't hear the shofar once, but b'terei shipura, 2 months in a row, lo amar detoi, we don't assume that he made the mistake, but the concept remains, in the words of the Rambam, she'en chatzi ha'chodesh bo, it can't be that half the month already passed, and this person is still in the dark. We would not consider their testimonies compatible. The Gemara continues with one of the most famous Gemaras in Sanhedrin, dealing with Kiddush Levana, the bracha that's recited upon the advent of the new moon. Va'omer Rav Acha bar Chanina, Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Yechanan. The statement was made, Ad kama mevorchem al ha'chodesh, how many days into the month are you still allowed to recite the bracha? It's understood that there are a certain number of days from the molad that you have to wait, from the renewal of the moon, where it's getting brighter, until you could recite the bracha. But from that time that you're allowed to recite the bracha, how long, if you miss one night, it's cloudy, you miss it, whatever, how long can you still recite that it's the chidush halavana, it's the renewal of the moon? So the statement that's made from Rabbi Yechanan is, ad shetismale pigimosa, until its void is filled. And on that we have a two-way machlokes. What is the definition of filling the void of the moon? Vikama, how long is that? Amar va Yaakov bar Idiom Rabbi Yehuda ad Shiva, until the seventh day of the month, or the seventh day from the molad. Nahardai amri ad shisha osar, and Nahardai say it's from the 16th, it's until the 16th of the molad. In Shulchan Aruch, Taf Chaf Vav Gimel, Ad Emasai Mevorchem Aleo, how long can you still recite the bracha? Until Tes Zayin, 16 days from the molad, but not inclusive. And that's why typically it's referred to as 15 days from the molad. V'tarvayu, moving on to today's daf, both of them, Rabbi Yechanan Svira Luhu, they're interpreting Rabbi Yechanan's statement until the void is completed. Halami have ki yisera. One of them is understanding until the curve of the moon is completed, until you reach the halfway point. Halami have ki nafya, and the other holds until it's fully rounded, meaning the middle of the month. Amalei Rav Acha midifti l'Ravina. Rav Acha midifti said to Ravina, and Rashi explains, we're referring to the Shita of Rav Yehuda, who said you only get until the seventh of the month. He asked, v'livrechato ve'ameitiv, if you miss the bracha, mechadesh chadashim, on the renewal of the moon, maybe you could still recite the bracha hatov ve'ameitiv, that Hashem is good to us. Amalei, and he answered, Atu kichasa mi mivarchinon dayan ha'emes. When it became smaller, did you recite the true judge blessing on bad news? Deliver chato ve'ameitiv, that when it gets good, you should recite the bracha for good news? V'livrchino l'tarvayu, okay, maybe. Why don't we say both brachas? And the answer is, Kevan dahainu urchei lo mevarchinon, this is the way of the moon. It gets big, small in our perception. It gives more light, less light. That's the way it works. And therefore, there is no such bracha. We only make a bracha of the Birchas Halavana on Chidusha, its renewal. Va'amar Rav Acha b'Rabbi Chanina am Rabbi Yossi am Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara continues. Kol ha'mavorech ha'sachodesh bezmano ki'ilu mekabel p'nei shechina. A person who recites the bracha on the moon, who recites it with this regarding the month, is as if he greeted Hashem in a special audience. K'siv hacha, it says here, achodesh hazeh, this is the moon that causes the renewal of the month. U'k'siv hasam zekeli ve'anveyu, this is my God and I will glorify him in Az Yashir Parshas Bishalach, and therefore the Zeh and the Zeh are being compared, and just like Zeh Keli Ve'anveyu, even the ordinary Jew perceived Hashem in a grand way, so here also it's considered an audience with Hashem. Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yishmael taught, El Moli if the Jewish people would only have the opportunity to greet Hashem each month, that already would be sufficient. That would be big. And he's referring to this Birchas Levana audience. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, nimrinhu me'umad, therefore, this bracha has to be cited. Kiddush Levana has to be recited standing because it is an audience with Hashem. The Marsha mentions that in the bracha we have the statement Shehein Asidin Le'eschadesh Kemosa, that the Jewish people will yet renew themselves like the moon renews itself. And he says that's a big message to the Jewish people, particularly in Galus, that even though we don't have the open type of audience with Hashem, but it is Hashem giving us a message, an inspirational reminder of imagery that there will yet be a renewal, and that getting a good word from Hashem is considered an audience, which is described as Ki'ilu Mekabel Pnei Shechina, greeting Hashem. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.